Hugely important employer that is Bombardier is rarely out of the news at the moment, and there are plans for 95 redundancies in the core workforce. Let me speak to the union representative from Unite, Davy Thompson. Davy, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Davy, these 95 redundancies that there are plans for, is this mainly in IT? Which area are we talking about?
There's some in IT, obviously. There's an outsourcing process going on there at the minute in terms of that department, and there's some in the other functional that will also include some management.
And is this a fait accompli? Are they looking for volunteers or these enforced redundancies? How does this work?
Well, it's only been announced this morning. Obviously, we go into a period of consultation. It's a 30-day because it's under the 100 figure. And hopefully we can manage to mitigate or get some of those people relocated within the company. There's obviously other areas within the company that, well, we have places overmanned, there's some that aren't, and they may have a skill set that matches that. So hopefully we can do something that mitigates the jobs and avoids any compulsory. But really, at this point in time, given their angle that's going on with Boeing, we think that workforce has enough to cope with them. We would ask the company to actually withdraw the threat of these 95 job losses over the next 3 months during this period.
How many employees do we have with Bombardier?
It's just over 4,000.
So it is a hugely important source of employment in this part of the world. And this issue with Boeing, any progress being made there?
We've had positive meetings with some party leaders here. We are using our offices in London through our General Secretary to speak to government. We really need the government coming out and standing over this. This would be a hammer blow to Northern Ireland, not just Bombardier workers, but Northern Ireland as a whole. Bombardier and wages, taxes and everything else the company's paid, they're playing on about 400 million per year in the less economy. So it's vitally important to Northern Ireland as a whole.
Yes, you had a meeting with Arlene Foster about this yesterday. There will be some people who only keep half an ear open to it. Just give us the backdrop to the crisis and where you are with it, David.
Effectively, Boeing are claiming that there's a price dumping on the aircraft, the C-Series, going in. They've used it on a contract that was won by Bombardier for a Delta program for 125 aircraft. Incidentally, Boeing didn't even bid on that because they don't have an aircraft in this range. But they're saying this damages the United States market. And where these would traditionally move into WTO, this one hasn't. It's went into an internal American process. And usually external companies don't win these against American companies.
Do you think you will be listened to by those who make the decisions? I know you're calling on the British government to do more.
Well, we're calling on the British government because it is them and the Boeing have accused of giving illegal subsidies to Bombardier in Northern Ireland, and there's nothing illegal within the subsidies. It's totally within the WTO rules, and if this had been in the WTO, would have been thrown out. The big concern about this one is that when a decision is made on the 25th, you can be penalised and have penalties put on planes, which effectively cuts down its market. But you can't appeal it. There's no actual recourse for appeal for a year, and then once it goes into the appeals process, that could take another 2-3 years. By that time, you're really out of the market.
And how concerned are staff generally in Bombardier? What's morale like with all this news that's swilling about?
Morale's been low probably for the last couple of years. We just seem to lurch from one redundancy to the next, one crisis to the next. But 4,000 workers in Northern Ireland terms is massive. It's still the largest manufacturer in Ireland in terms of private sector. So it's vitally important for us. It's vitally important that the government, from the Prime Minister to our local politicians, use all the influence that they have to try and get this case withdrew. We're not saying it doesn't need to be discussed. Bombardier and Boeing need to sit down and thrash this out across the table.
Okay, Davy Thompson, thank you for that. When will we know more about the proposed 95 redundancies? That'll take, you suggested at the beginning of our conversation, a process of how long, did you say?
It's a 30-day consultation. The paperwork we have says that the first redundancy could be initiated on the 16th of October, but would last to end January 2018.
Okay. Davy, thank you very much indeed. Davy Thompson from the Unite Union.